BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the
Muffler
Company.
So sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
BBC Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
Three, two,
Radio One.
Go.
It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's our last one of 2019. And who better to get on than Man of the Year, basically, Lewis Capaldi.
It's been the year of the Capaldi, hasn't it? So it only feels right that he is on the show today, and he was on form.
Listen for his beautiful version of the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York. It really will bring a tear to the eye. There's another Who game, including my new favourite caller, a bloke called Mike. You'll enjoy him, I really did.
One of the best callers of the year. Snuck in right at the last minute here.
And I don't know what it is about Christmas, but you lot are oversharing at the moment on the Christmas confessions, and I am all here for it. You lot have really been oversharing lately, and I've been really enjoying it. Like Laura.
I have a crush on my best friend's boyfriend, who is also my husband's best friend.
And then there was Jack.
When I was with my ex-girlfriend, I kind of maybe got intimate with her brother.
Brother there, yeah. And there was Louise.
I work in a hospital, and I keep dreaming about my colleague who is a nurse. I'm straight. She's married to a man.
Okay.
And, I keep having naughty dreams about her.
And then there was Craig. Remember the twin situation?
I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend. Basically, I didn't meet my girlfriend's sister, who was a twin, until 6 months in. And then when I met her, it all went pear-shaped from there.
We had to explain to Craig that it wasn't really a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because they're twins, it doesn't mean the other one is going to
He was slightly entitled. Yeah, he thought that because they're twins, the other one would definitely fancy him as well. Outrageous.
Yeah, he said picked the wrong twin. Yeah. It doesn't really work like that, Craig.
I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay, we've got someone called Brian on next. Do you think lower or higher for the voice?
Oh, I think... Let's go high.
I think high today. All right. Name's not Brian. Wants his name changed. I fully understand. And that's coming up. If you want to get something off your chest, today is really the last day to do it. Let us know. 811-919. And let us know what best bits you want from the show this year. What do you want? Maybe a bit of Cheryl, Superfan Steve... Or Gemma Collins.
Yeah, or one of the Stark guides that we've been doing throughout the year. Anything. Some gold from the show from this year.
Let us know. 81199. We'll get some of them on at 1:30. And then from 2, Lewis Capaldi is hanging out on the show with us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. More people that want to get stuff off their chest in time for Christmas. This has had such a huge response. Go on, Brian.
So he had a Christmas party. The hotel that I worked at decided it'd be a great idea to book another hotel.
What, so you worked in a hotel?
Yeah, that decided to book another hotel for its Christmas party.
Okay.
And there's a free bar all night.
Yes,
so
the free bar.
So we drank a lot of the bar dry.
Right.
So then we decided a load of us would walk into the local nightclub.
All right, so you've had your do in the hotel, you've had a few drinks, and now you're going to the club.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this group of people included the general manager and the owner's PA, the two top women.
Yep.
And me and my friend, who we'll call Graham, we ended up having a little smooch with these two women.
With your boss?
With the two bosses.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
and was the smooch in the club?
It was in the club.
Yes.
And what we didn't realise was nightclubs have these annoying photographers, they know.
The worst, right? I wanted to talk about this on the show and I keep forgetting. I cannot understand why this is allowed to happen, right?
It's a nightmare.
You go to a nightclub, right? The point is it's dark, you sort of can dance, you can be silly, you can do really kind of whatever you want. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Cut loose a little bit, right? Yet there's someone walking around on behalf of the club, as if this is a selling point, with a camera taking pictures, right? I recently went on a bit of a large one at a club called Smokey Joe's, right? And the next day was sent photos of... And the problem is, right, it's one thing if like, a couple of people agree to have their photo taken. So, like, in this particular photo, two girls have had a photo taken, but you can see me in the background. And my problem is, like, you shouldn't have photo evidence. How many people have been caught out by club photos where someone's gone through them the next day? Mm-hmm. Or, like, your boyfriend or girlfriend have gone through them and been like, well, what's happening here? You're talking to...
Did this happen to you?
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
No.
But the photo looks bad, I think, because the photo... So I'm on this balcony bit.
Is this your Christmas confession?
Yeah, well, sort of. So I'm on this balcony by the dance floor, you know, your steps kind of going down to the dance floor there. Mm. You can sort of imagine it, right? Mm. And in the picture, it looks like I'm staring across the dance floor with a drink in hand, just sort of watching people as if I'm... That's what I've spent my night doing, just one of those weirdos in a club that just watches.
Okay. But you weren't.
But I wasn't. But this photo, I think, makes me look like a wrong'un.
Brian, at the time, did you have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
I do now, so hence the voice changer.
And can I ask about the two ladies that the smooch was with?
They are both married.
Oh.
I know.
And were pictures taken of you in the club smooching?
Yeah, very up close.
Okay.
There's no hiding.
Right. And did the smooching just stay in the club or did it continue at the after party?
So it carried on. So once the club finished, we decided we would all go back to the hotel.
Okay. And who's in what room there?
So I ended up in with the general manager.
Yep.
And Graham ended up with the PA.
Okay. And has there been any fallout from this? Because you said there were photos.
So there were photos. However, the next morning, I remembered that these photos that they'd taken from the nightclub and demanded them to be taken down.
I reckon this happens a lot. I reckon this is the real thing that we need to hear next. I want to hear from people who work in clubs that have been contacted by people because they want these photos taken down. It happens every week, surely.
Let us know. The Scott Mills Daily. We've had such a good year. What a fun year.
It's been wicked, hasn't it? We got to do so much fun stuff. I've had some of the funniest times. Without going too deep, right, I've had some of the funniest times of my life on this show this year. It's been a pleasure.
With me.
But with you and everyone listening, like, it's a shared experience, all of this. God, I sound like, you know, the day after where you get really deep on things.
Yeah.
I sound a bit like that, but no, it's been an amazing year.
So, do you remember we did our 24-hour Lolathon for Comet Relief? And we did a big, long road to Lolathon where you visited various places with amazing names.
That's right, yeah. It was, they had amazing names. A lot of them were quite sort of rude. But the idea was, yes, we'd visit towns and places and roads and with silly names.
And you got to go to Ireland, to the town of Muff. And that was a moment. Let's replay that, actually. Trev in Loughborough wants to hear that. Here's Chris entering Muff for the very first time.
As I stand here preparing to enter Muff, I'm not doing this for me or you. I'm entering Muff for every Radio 1 listener who has dreamed of this day. The day when Muff is entered live on the radio. I'm just a man in front of a Muff asking it to love me. And I tell you, Greg, from what I can see, when the going gets Muff, the Muff gets going. I'd love to make this climax at the right point, but I'm about to run out of words.
Then Chris Stark, for all
so
of us.
So I mark this... So I, go on, Greg.
Please, take us through into Muff.
So I mark this famous moment in radio by saying this is one small step into Muff, but one giant leap for Muff kind. I am entering Muff. Hello, the mayor of Muff. Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
Got there in the end, didn't you?
It was... Yeah.
Joanna's been
quite
on.
Quite a build-up.
Joanna and Kenley says, what about when Jack Whitehall came in with his dad, who is a legend, and they did Where Do You Think They Were?
Yes.
So Jack found out exactly when and where he was made by his mum and dad. His dad just told this story so beautifully.
I noticed that my wife Hillary's dress had started to sort of cling to her because of the heat, you know, and it was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And we got back to the front door of the house, and then Hillary leant against the door and sort of bent down to press the doorbell because we'd left someone else in the house.
Okay.
And I looked at her and I thought, well, anyway, I just thought a few things. And then we got in and then we went upstairs and we had this beautiful bedroom on the top floor of the house looking over the square. Mm. And, you know, we got into bed and then the thunder started.
Yeah, he was great. Sarah in Worthing says, I genuinely would love to hear anything with Nicole from Pontypridd in it. She's been my favourite person of the year on your show. Ah, oh, Nicole, we love you. I know she'll be listening now. Remember we told her about clogs for the first time? Have you ever seen clogs?
No.
Because that's what everyone wears in Holland.
Oh, clogs with the holes in.
Not Crocs.
Oh.
No one wants those.
They're like a wooden shoe.
Clogs.
You know, imagine like a proper wooden shoe, like really heavy.
Well, they don't wear them.
They do.
Yeah, they do. You'll see them on sale everywhere.
In the shops?
Yeah.
That's hideous.
And we asked her who her favourite people in the world, if she could interview anybody or meet anybody, who would it be? You might think she might say, I don't know, like Beyonce, Rihanna.
Styles.
Harry Styles. Nope, her absolute favourite person in the whole world is Eamon Holmes. She just loves him. Listen, in your ideal world, who would you love to chat with?
Eamon Holmes. I just really like him.
You're not going to get a rough ride there either, are you? It'll be a pleasant interview.
Yeah, I really like him. He's so warm and so cosy.
Listen to Nicole's reaction when we got Eamon on the phone to speak to her.
Nicole, good afternoon to you.
We're just here making dreams come true.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone else has suggested when, this wasn't even long ago, when superfan Steve, actually Chris, met Sir Andy Murray. And we talked about Judy Murray's mound. The grassy viewing slope at Wimbledon has been known as Henman Hill, the West Lawn, and what?
Steve.
Yes?
Judy Murray's mound.
Say that again?
Steve.
Yep.
Judy Murray's mount.
No, it's the correct answer is Murray Mount. Wow. this is his biggest fan there, Steve. Joe and Stacey have been on there in Abergavenny. They want what day is Father's Day?
The question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Tom from Nottingham wants when you did a guide to Hull. You remember your Chris Stark guides too?
Go visit Britain's smallest window.
I think I might have missed that one.
At the George Hotel. Or flock. As many people do to go see the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the world.
I think we need to break.
Oh, we've barely started.
You've lost. Should we break?
Okay.
Right, right, let's break. No, we're going to break. And then do you remember when it was Jordan North's birthday? This is from Lee, who is trucking in the rain at the moment. We'd love to hear this again. You know what normally happens on people's birthdays, though, don't you?
Yeah, you ring the mums, don't you?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Or dads,
ring the parents.
Yeah.
And people find out where they were conceived.
Yeah.
But, hi, Graham.
How you doing? You all right?
You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, thank you. How you, Jordan?
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God.
Special birthday version of Where Do You Think They Were? Celebrity version.
Get him off the phone now.
No, you're okay.
Right.
Okay. Get him off the phone now.
Graham, thank you so much for doing this. Are you ready?
You're okay. Yes, I am, yes.
Okay. It's great, this. And in case you don't know what it is that we do here, yeah, you just, for a birthday shout-out, you just got to sit through and hear how you were conceived and all the detail.
Yeah.
It's your turn, Jordan. Right, Scott, ready with the sexy music?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, so it was a lovely summer's day in June, July 1989. I'd just come back from overseas deployment.
We're not really doing it, Jordan.
Oh, God. My heart. What do you mean you were just coming back from overseas deployment?
I've been to Canada for 2 months.
Oh, no, we are getting the details.
Oh, it's on. Music back on.
It's fine.
I've been to Canada for 2 months. I even know what number one were because we were in the car. It was Soul to Soul, Back to Life.
What do you mean you was in the car? Are you joking?
No, we were only driving at that time. Oh. Your mum had picked me up from airport.
Okay, I think we've had enough. Graham, thanks very much for
You're welcome.
Giving your son a birthday surprise.
Yeah. Happy birthday, John. I forgot, I only put your card in post today, so you'll probably get it tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
What a legend. So many good bits. We'll have some more for you a bit later.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Here he is. It's Lewis Capaldi. Hiya.
Yeah. Back again.
Look at you. Look at you.
Just look at you,
just look
man.
At you.
Look,
you're doing so good.
Scott.
I mean...
Scott, it's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much. No, it's been pretty wild. It's been pretty strange. I am a happy boy.
You
with
should
a happy
be.
Belly and mouth.
Yes, indeed.
Big happy mouth.
Tell me they're letting you have Christmas off.
So I fly to Australia on the 26th of December. So I've got 4 days off.
This is good. But what's amazing is this sort of taking over the world step by step. I'm loving it. You go to a new place, you fly the flag. You know, I'm Lewis Capaldi. I'm not threatening. I'm not, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you take over, you become the sweetheart of America.
Yeah.
That could you be maybe the first number one in space?
I hope so. I really would like to spread out into any market I can.
Yeah.
And at this point, there's not that many left.
So,
well, I mean, the space really would be the next step for me. The next best thing. Yeah. And I think, there's a lot of money to be made up in the galaxy.
You know, obviously, here it was like the Scottish Beyonce.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tailor that for the Australian market.
Mm.
So I'm thinking like Lewis Capaldi, the Scottish Danny Minogue.
I like it. Yeah. Scottish Danny Minogue. Weird that you never chose Kylie.
Yeah, good point.
I would say Kylie.
Okay,
I would say Kylie. We're both quite very small and petite and very dainty and also, quite hello.
Hello.
She doesn't talk like that, but hello.
Hello.
We've both had like a will they, won't they thing with Jason Donovan for years. And it's been a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And we're also very good friends with Nick Cave for some reason. So that's still weird. Well, how did they two become friends? Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
You know when, for example, you've been doing like a lot of the talk shows in America, and then you'll be doing them soon in Australia and in Europe. Do you find that you have to talk a bit slower than you are to us now?
I think I don't really know. I don't try and actively say like, but I can't get away with saying things like jobby.
No.
On the radio or on TV over there, just because they really don't know over there, and I think I must actively subconsciously try and slow things down a bit. But everyone over there loves to tell you that they're one third Scotch.
Yeah, they do.
Which is weird because no one who is one third Scottish has ever used the word Scotch.
I'm one third Scotch.
Yeah.
But it's great when you can go over there and bring new phrases. I once filmed this thing in Japan and I felt like I bought them Jaeger bombs at the time. And you know what I mean? It feels like you add that little bit of culture.
You brought them Jaeger bombs.
Well, I can't claim I bought them to Japan, but that's...
Chris, that's what you did.
I mean, I hadn't heard. The people I was with hadn't heard of Jaeger bombs.
Yeah. Chris Stark. the Jäger Bomb pioneer in Japan.
Yeah. But I like that you can go on all these talk shows in different countries and sort of bring little phrases, like going full beans on the chart, that kind of thing.
Yeah, going full beans on the chart.
And it will just become the normal for them.
Yeah.
The thing is, when I do go to America, I do like end up doing that a bit because you just do if you're speaking to an American person.
Totally, yeah.
I can't wait for the Australian interviews, Lewis.
Oh, it's going to be good. But the Australians love swearing.
Yeah.
Love swearing.
They really do, so you'll be all good.
I'll be sweet, I'll be easy down there. I'm looking forward to going to Australia.
You can say what you want.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah. They're a free, easy people.
Do you remember about this time last year, you sent us a video from Scotland, which we can find, and you were like, thanks for playing someone you loved, and you were outside, it was raining, and you were just putting the finishing touches to your album.
Oh, yeah.
How mad is that? It was a year ago.
It's crazy, it's mad. And it's just been mental to see how things have progressed.
Yeah.
In that year, it's just been so wild, and that's the thing as well. Like that, when I did that video, I remember we didn't know what the song was going to do. It's mental to think Somebody Loved has been out for almost a year.
Yeah,
now it's almost exactly a year. We were making that album, and we were making it in like a very tight time constraint as well because we'd left it at our backsides for quite some time, and then I just remember not knowing how the album was going to do and not knowing how Someone You Love would do or beyond. So it's
crazy.
So it's pretty wild to watch it happen. Guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so what you love to let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so what you love.
Lewis is here with us on Radio 1. Just remember you did the Christmas Santa video. Here comes Santa Claus with all the cash.
The sweet, sweet Christmas.
Those were the days.
There you go. I loved it. Yeah, those were the days.
It was a year ago, but those were the days.
Those are very fond memories there. But it's been mad. And lads, I say it all the time.
Oh, yeah. I know you do.
Thank you very much. It's been I almost swore.
That's fine.
It's been fantastic.
When you did the open air show, well, we DJed before the one in Liverpool, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But the one at Q that I came to, and I was on the center stage, mm-hmm. and you pointed me out, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
you're like Scott Mills, and I'm like, "All right, thanks."
Remember the day ones. Remember your day ones.
Oh, it was so good.
And,
thank you.
No, don't worry about it. No, it's been a strange old year. But we're all along for the
ride. But it's been
together.
Fun. It's been fun feeling part of it. Mm-hmm. You say a strange year as well. Looking back over the year, can I read you a couple of the headlines? Mm-hmm. Just so you can get perspective on the year.
Okay.
Lewis Capaldi reveals his bank card was declined while buying a round of tequila shots for Sam Smith and Niall Horan at a celeb party in LA.
That's true. True, it did happen.
Mad year, innit?
It was a very harrowing night for me. And since then, I have had my card declined at Glastonbury.
What's going on? With
Niall again, and Jack Whitehall was there, and Hozier was there as well. It was a whole... I don't know what it is about me whenever there's, like, people around who That's I'm like, the okay, these guys are on the telly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That my car just... I'm awful for it. My pal had to buy me breakfast this morning.
Is that true?
But is the money just not coming through?
It takes a while, I guess.
You put it in all your different...
Pots.
You've got your different cards and your different pots. Okay. Not like,
it's
I'm
all,
not,
this
no,
is all
not
new
like,
to you, you lose.
Not like, listen, it's not, I'm not, there's nothing. The tax man, listen, I'm all above both.
Seven grand a year.
My man, look, I'm just, don't you worry about me. I'm totally fine. His dad works for HMRC. It's all great stuff. The tax, no problem
all
with
good,
the tax.
Yeah. Right.
But, just you
You've
know
declared everything
everyone's declared right. got everything declared but you just I just basically I'm very bad at saying all right can I put money in this card or this card I'm very thingy but yeah so that was then Jack Whitehall's sister's fiancé had to get the round in.
Yeah. Bit of perspective here. Lewis Capaldi gets revenge on Noel Gallagher with Oasis star's teenage daughter.
Okay, right.
You didn't expect a headline like that, did you?
Okay, that's not... Listen, you've... Hey, now.
It's just a headline, Lewis.
It's just a headline, but we are friends, Anais and I. She's lovely.
Yeah.
And do you know who else is even closer friends? Me and Noel. Exactly. Very close friends.
Brought you
there.
Together, didn't it?
Very
Christmas
close.
Reunion.
The whole thing.
It brought us together, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Merry Christmas. Lewis Capaldi is here. Chris, some more headlines?
Capaldi eyed up by adult sites. Notorious accounts make cheeky comments. They want to sign you up for big money, apparently.
Well, listen.
That's what I'm saying. What the difference a year makes.
Well, I've always said this.
I've never
music
searched
thing.
For you on one of those sites, but maybe it comes up.
Well, the music thing, it was always just a gateway to get into.
Yeah.
Look, I've got the credentials for it. I've got the equipment. I've got all the necessary bits, and I can use them. I can use them to well.
Like, right. There's obviously some thirst out there for
can
that.
We look it up.
Yeah.
Probably not.
What
at work.
Do you Google here?
I've just come. Hang on, let me just go on my. What
is
did, what
there
did you look up?
A Lewis Capaldi adult video?
Also, though, if I was going to do adult videos, my name would be Razor Sharp. It wouldn't be Lewis Capaldi.
Hang on, I'm just
nah.
searching.
Nah.
I'm on the 4G,
Lewis Capaldi
guys,
less
it's
stunned
all good.
As
oh,
notorious
my word.
Adult sites become what?
Lewis Capaldi left stunned as notorious adult sites become fans and start following him on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It is good. I mean, that must be the other thing that you're noticing the difference. The people that are following you, the accounts that are following you.
Well,
you're followed by some top.
Yes, well, it was nice to know that you know, I like. It's very nice to know that Alex James follows me on Twitter, yeah. and that you know,
it's
my great passions in life are, you know, are all coming together.
My two favourites. I mean, it's good to catch up, isn't it, lads?
I'm still looking at the thing.
Right, Lewis, are you right to hang about for a bit and we'll do some Christmas bangers?
I love Christmas bangers. I love bangers.
Okay, it's on.
Especially Christmas kinds.
Scott Mills.
Lewis Capaldi is with us on Radio 1, back with us, where it all began like a year ago.
Still here.
Still here. Right, let's do Christmas bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, so it's a bit different. I've got a track... Chris has got a track, Lewis has got a track, and one of our listeners will pick one of them. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
Where are you, Holly?
I am in Norwich.
Here's Lewis Capaldi.
Hello, Holly. What a lovely apt name you have for this game.
I was born in December, so I'm glad it suits you.
Well, I mean, I was just talking... The fact that you were born in December means nothing to me, Holly. It's your name we're on about here. When were you born in December?
I was born on the 6th, so not quite
That's
close
ages
enough.
Away for Christmas, Holly. Get it together. But you're
well,
27 and you're from Norwich.
Presents.
What's
still
that?
You still get presents.
You have to... Oh, you just passed the point of where you have to kind of match. Like, your birthday and your Christmas both mailed into one.
Yeah, always.
Oh, that's the worst, Holly. Yeah. Tell you something, if your mum or your dad or your friends or family or whatever are saying, right, this is your Christmas and your birthday, they're just horrible people.
Mm. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, I know. I tell them that on the daily.
You should cut them out of your life, Holly.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Where will you yes. be? Where will you be at Christmas, Holly?
I will be with my mum and my brothers and my dog, who is his first ever Christmas, and his first birthday is on Boxing Day, so I'm so excited.
That's amazing. My dog's quite old, so this is probably his last Christmas with us.
I don't say that.
Well, last Christmas. This is it. His name's Paddy. He's 16 years old. Seriously, it's time to give it up.
Thinking about Christmas, though, statistically, I would say one of the most popular presents will be your album this year, won't it?
I hope
it's
so.
It's one of those.
I hope so.
What's it called again?
The Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent.
That's
and
the
it's
one.
Out right now. That's available. It. And Christmas is just around the corner.
But
and
where do you can't really give someone like a download. I find that an iffy present, that a download.
Get them
you know?
The vinyl. The vinyl comes with a download code. That's the amazing thing about vinyls these days, guys.
Isn't it great?
They come with a download code. Maybe we'll do like a Christmas. Remember when Busted did a present for everyone?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Christmas repack of the album.
Now, Holly, you paid £5 to see Lewis in Brighton, didn't you? When was that?
I did. 2017, yeah. It was for my birthday.
That was
so.
Before you were Lewis Capaldi?
That was before. That was when I was going by Razor Sharp.
yeah.
That's what threw me off.
What was it? Comedia we've played?
It was Comedia. And I told you you were going to be a big star, and I don't say that to everybody.
You're going
to
be
with a
star,
name like Razor Sharp.
God, it must be so annoying.
Yeah,
everyone wants a cut of the cash. Like, oh,
I know. Listen, Holly, don't you try and take credit for it. I've worked hard. Me, Scott and Chris have worked hard to get where we are here, right? And you come in last minute. I knew from the start. Shut up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But yeah, thank you very much. And thank you for paying £5 to see me, because hey, every little helps, Holly. Mm. Every little helps.
Mm. Well, yeah, you're welcome. And I knew that you were worth more. And there's not many times you go to a gig and think, do you know what? I should have paid more for that.
Well,
but
you
I
could have, you could have just let me a tenner now. At the end of the... Yeah.
The thing is, Holly, it's more now. It's more than a fiver now.
I know.
Well, the thing is, Holly, what we'll do is you stay on the line and we'll get your details from someone and you can just send me some cash.
Or she should only pay a fiver for your next show.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? Not everyone else.
That doesn't sound like I make a lot of money from that situation, though, as the only thing.
I cheer, and I know all the words to your songs. I mean, come on, that's priceless.
Okay, right, okay, you can come for £5.
Everyone cheers, Holly.
No, listen, you. He's laughing.
Got to look after the people. You know how Bangers works, Lewis. You've done this a couple of times. We each pick a song, a Christmas song. We're going to make this special because it's Christmas.
Okay, you first, Chris.
Come
a little bit
closer. Come on.
Get it on.
Weirdly, I can imagine you doing a good version of this, Lewis. This is Spice Girls' Two Become One.
Is that a Christmas song?
It's not really, but it was out at Christmas, so people say it's Christmas.
Add some sleigh bells to it.
It's a beautiful song.
That's good.
Okay, so that's Chris's choice, or you can have my choice, which is this, Holly.
Tune.
Yes. Just one thing
it's
I
Mariah.
Need.
Or you can have Lewis's choice, which is this.
This is Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, baby. And in the drunk tank,
he's beautiful, Lewis.
Yep.
A little bit of Razor coming through there as well.
It's E17 Stay, you know it.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, it's Fairy Tale of New York, beautiful version there. So, Holly, what are you going to choose? Me, Lewis, or Chris?
Before I choose, can I just get clarification about whether I'll be getting Lewis's version of his song or the actual song?
I will record the full version of this song.
No, don't, because that would make my life.
Listen.
You'll record whichever one she chooses.
Whichever one you choose, but
we know which one it should be.
To be fair, I'm happy with the version you just did. Just put that out.
I love it. I think it's great. Yeah. Put that on the album.
Yeah.
Repackage it
for Christmas.
Repackage
it. Straight out. Milk this baby.
Divinely uninspired to a hellish extent, including...
Out now.
I've been drinking beer.
Holly, what are you going to choose?
Oh, my God.
I know who you're going to choose.
No, you don't. I'm going to choose.
Don't just... Listen, Holly, before you say then, don't just now choose someone else because Scott said that he knew who you were going to choose.
Sorry. I do not put pressure by anybody.
Okay, cool. Well, just as long as you know.
What are we going with, Holly?
I'm going to go with my favourite song in the whole world, sung by Lewis Capaldi, Fairy Tale in New York.
And you. We love you, Holly. Thanks for calling.
I love you.
Thanks for playing, Holly. Next up on the show, what have we got? It's Radio 1.
Christmas, and in the drunk tank, I'm
and dream about you again.
You've been loving the GC all year.
Flamingos. I want real flamingos walking around at your wedding.
And now, we've got a festive treat for you. Guys,
it's Christmas.
The Gemma Collins Christmas Special.
We need it as over the top as Christmas.
Singing her favourite Christmas songs.
I might do some fa-la-las.
And switching on the lights.
Let's hit it.
It's Christmas, everybody! The Gemma Collins Christmas Podcast.
Download and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
If you want to see a video of that beautiful version of the pose and Customer Call that Lewis did, it's all over Radio 1 social and our socials right now. And what a beautiful version it was. Mike and Becca have been on saying we're crying at that cover, not in a good way. he should, definitely should re-record the whole thing as like that.
Would
I
you
think.
Do it like that? Yeah. I worry about that.
Put it on the album, bosh it out next Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's roll out the Who game. It's a simple but very satisfying thing. Think of something massively retro and then give it a Who with all of your might, all that you can muster. I have to say, the Who game has been very strong in recent weeks.
Well, I just feel like there's Who's everywhere. What with the Who vent calendar that we do on the show, plus obviously the Who game, the classic Who game itself, it's just Who's everywhere. Look to the left, there's a Who. Look to the right, there's a Who.
There's a Who. There's a Who over there. Look, there, over there, 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 here, there. It's me and Chris doing our Who's against a bunch of Radio 1 listeners who've all got some in their arsenal. That's one.
Who?
We keep going until someone can't think of another or the dreaded timer appears. Let's play. Would you like to start, sir, or me?
I don't mind. You go first if you want. Or do you, well, no, what do you want? What do you want?
What you want? I'll go first.
Yeah.
You know when you've been tangoed.
You know when you've been tangoed.
Classic. Eggy bread.
Who thought of that?
I don't know.
Hang on. Is eggy bread actually French toast?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it the same?
No.
Oh, Grace, you want to be on? Come on then. Why not? You're the expert on eggy
bread. Yes, Grace. All I'm saying is yes, go on.
Isn't eggy bread with actual egg and just French toast is just in oil?
Well, I've just done a quick search of eggy bread, actually, and French toast does come up.
Yeah, but that's like when they search me, a picture of you pops up. Do you know what I mean? It's not the same person, but closely associated.
French toast, or as we called it growing up, eggy bread. It's the same.
So it's like Brexit French toast. Yeah.
Yeah, that. Okay, let's go to the lines. Line one, who are you and where are you from?
Hello, my name's Stephen and I'm from Wigan.
Go on then, Stephen.
I'm Luke, I'm 5, and my dad's Bruce Lee. He drives me around in his JC.
JCB somewhere. Niz Loppy. However, they are responsible for Ed Sheeran.
True.
He used to follow them to every single gig.
Didn't Niz Loppy and Damien Rice make love and that produced Ed Sheeran?
Yes. They had a baby together and it popped out as Ed Sheeran, yeah. Ginger as well, at birth. But yeah, he used to follow him to every gig. And if you think about it, listen to Ed Sheeran, it's Niz Loppy. Mm. Come on, guys, it is. Line two, who are you and where are you from?
It's Queen of the Who's, Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin from Glasgow.
Yeah.
You love it, you can't keep away.
I love it.
What have you got?
Zumba.
It's very much still on, Zumba.
I think it was on more 5 years ago. It's all yoga now, isn't it, and spin.
Yeah. Although, famously, I did text Lorraine Kelly the other day, and I said, can you talk? And she said, I can after Zumba. Yeah. Lorraine's still doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but her and her friend there, you know, the one that's always sweaty.
Yeah.
To be honest, the whole thing reeks a bit of the 90s.
Line three, who are you and where are you from?
Hello, it's Mike from East Maldy.
What are you doing, Mike?
Are you okay, Mike? You sound like you're straining.
Oh, yes, I'm always straining.
Can't wait to hear how you're going to who, but let's do this.
Mm. Are you ready for my who?
Yes.
Yes, Mike. Go
ready,
for it.
Mike.
Robbing your bank or post office with tights on your head.
Who is this guy? Great. Let's keep him on.
Right.
He's awesome.
Putting tights on your head to rob a bank is a massive hurt.
Oh, true.
No, I've never done it, but like you see.
I like this guy. He sounds like a live wire.
Right. Back to me then. Whamageddon. Stop telling me it's a thing. It's not. Here it is. Sorry. Oh. Oh, I've lost the game.
Rubbish game. Not even a game, actually. It's just the whole thing's rubbish. Chicken tonight. And here's the advert.
New Chicken Tonight simmer sauces from Ragu. Chicken
Tonight. You can still get it, though. Do you not have it?
No one has Chicken Tonight, do they? Why are you looking at me like that? It's offensive.
I may have had it recently. Just needed a quick dinner.
It's called Chicken Tonight.
Yeah.
Even the name is stupid.
Stephen, what have you got?
Watching the Jerry Springer show in the 90s with your mum and dad shouting, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Caitlin?
Placing a snowball into someone's hood. Hey!
What was that?
Putting a snowball in someone's hood. That's such a good one.
Caitlin is excellent at this.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Mike, are you still alive?
Yes, I'm still alive. Hello.
Hello, Mike. Go on.
Semolina.
Who is this guy?
He's amazing.
Semolina.
Oh, everything about me makes me think we shouldn't be having him on right now.
No.
It feels dangerous.
It feels edgy.
But fine. The Scott Mills Daily. We're having an absolute day of it today.
Mike is really making me laugh.
Who is he?
I can't write. I need to put another one. I'll play this and we'll do the Who game again in a minute. Oh, the Scott Mills Daily. Okay, right, I'm fine now. Sorry, I just had to take a break. I'm all good. All right, here we go. We are baubles deep in the Who game on BBC Radio 1. No signs of any slacking yet. Let's continue. Getting an Asbo. My boyfriend's got a mate called Asbo, and I don't even know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are Asbos off now? I'm not sure. Yeah, don't see them so
much.
Often, do you?
No.
Chat roulette.
That was a real thing for 5 minutes, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Stephen?
DJ Casper, cha-cha slide.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Hey. Caitlin.
Safeway. Hey.
Oh.
You know there's still one in Zante?
Safeway.
Yeah, it's not the real one. It's called Safest Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it Michael's go next?
If he's still there, Mike?
Michael, yes.
Michael.
Mike.
What have you got?
Getting off in the back row of the cinema.
Is it Father Christmas?
It does sound a bit, doesn't it?
Napster. Was that illegal?
I don't know.
Was that illegal? Napster?
Well, it was a different time.
Or am I thinking LimeWire?
I think they were both.
Anyway, I never used either of them, just in case. Yes?
My go.
Yeah.
Quizmania.
We mentioned that in the pub the other night.
Yeah.
With Greggles. Do you remember they were on ITV after about midnight?
Yeah.
All night.
And the questions were impossible. I always remember one of the ones that I think finished it for them was like top 10 things you'd find in a lady's handbag. And then people would pay money to be on.
Yeah.
And the winning answer was a grenade.
Was it? Is that true?
Something like that.
Every channel had a version of that on at one point. Whoa, there goes the timer. Let's be quick. Stephen.
Tish Simmons. I'm in my mum's car. Boom, boom. Get out of my car.
Yeah.
What? I didn't know their name.
Yeah, Tish.
Caitlin.
Putting a pea towel on your head to play Mary and the Nativity. Hey!
Father Christmas.
Oh.
Mike, sorry.
Wrapping a jumper around your neck on a hot summer's day.
Yes?
Very good. Quick, quick, quick.
Blowing on food to cool it down. Yes?
Hysteria around a royal baby.
Stephen!
I like to chew it, chew it. I like to...
Caitlin!
Toe rings. Hey!
Toe rings, massive hoo. Michael!
Getting a stitch.
Wearing a watch around your ankle, which only was actually ever done by Joey Essex. And that's it. We are out of time. That was a very strong Who game today. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Caitlin, thank you.
Hey.
Mike.
Thank you very much. You all. Merry Christmas. Oh, yes.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. It really does feel like last day of term, doesn't it?
That Who game... with Mike there, oh. Obviously. We're getting so many messages about Mike. Get him back on. What I love is he's gone on Radio 1 and he's just taken his chance.
Yeah.
Who is this dude?
We don't know. Casey Thiston just messaged us going, who is it? We don't know. But
when he started with that voice, everyone just looks at each other as if like, right, what's
going on?
Amazing.
Okay, this is on. Merry Christmas from Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock on BBC Radio 1.
I've got to give you a massive shout out here, Scott. The whole way through that song, you just came behind me and started massaging me, and it was wonderful.
Safe
hands.
Strong hands.
Honestly, it was... I'd pay good money for just to have half an hour with you where you do that. Like, rather than Christmas presents, we should just do that.
I got some after the show, if you want.
No.
Like, I think of it as like a
so
present.
So good, man.
Thank you. Like, you got a little headache there. I think I'd be an excellent massage therapist.
Mm. Yeah,
I'd like. I'd actually like to learn how to do it properly.
Well,
I don't know how I'd go about that, but all right. So, look at the date, would you? It's the 19th of December. 19 days in, Christmas really near, and we've got to open yet another door of the WhoVent calendar. What could be lurking behind the door today?
Ho, ho, ho! The Who Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Let's have a glean behind number 19.
Oh, do! I'm Mel B. And welcome to me crib. Come on!
Craig David here, and welcome to behind the scenes of me UK tour.
Great one.
Bo Selector. Great, but...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what a fun year we've had. I just want to say thank you so much for being there and listening to us every day. It's been so good this year. And maybe this year was, the first year you discovered us on 1 till 4. Thanks to you as well.
Yeah, we should also say thanks so much for sharing your stories as well. And just everything you do to make this show. This show doesn't happen without you and your stories and your involvement and your support. So, have an amazing Christmas.
You make this show what it is. So thank you. Stefan!
Hello.
Hi. Right, you got some best bits for me. What would you like to hear again from 2019?
Well, as it's a season of goodwill, I've got two.
You've got two? Okay, go.
Yeah. So, the first one, I'd like to see... You know the woman, that the hand model woman that was, like, totally throwing shade at your returned hand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, we had a hand model lady on. And we sent a photo of my hands, and she had this to say about my fingers.
Scott!
What?
What did you do to your nails?
Yeah, my nails aren't good. I told you, this is going to be awful.
I bite them. You bite them.
How can I... I need to stop that, right?
Okay, obviously your career is very stressful. You bite them in between.
That'll be it. It's really stressful doing what I do,
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
Oh, exactly. I need to just lose some weight on them. I told you there were fat fingers. Right, listen, I'm going to call you back in a couple of weeks, and I promise they'll be better, OK?
Oh, no, it's going to take more than a couple of weeks.
All right, I'll call you back in 2 years. What are we going to do about the volume of your fingers? Yeah, we should say I've got fat fingers. And what was your other one?
Well, Lewis Capaldi doing the climb, of course.
Was that this year? I think it was.
Even if it wasn't, let's just say it was.
Right, let's just say it was. I mean, it may have been the end of last year. No, I think it was this year. Mm. Okay, Stefan, it's on.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming,
There's a voice. Is this the backing track?
You'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
This is the Live Lounge. Oh, go on.
Gonna be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
I know the words.
Oh, it's gonna be another Marty. Oh, it's gonna wanna make it more. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. And about when I did it. And about what's waiting on the other side.
Whoa.
It's the climb.
There
you go.
That was the 9th of January. So, yeah, just in this year. Do you know, that was the first time, because it was new then, right?
Mm, yeah.
That very moment right there was when I was like, oh, my God, this guy is something else. Because he started off like kind of like messing around, and then it suddenly kicks in, and we're like, whoa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gina in Oxford and loads of other people want the guy who called up after we did Funny Business when we called My Cox Limited. Do you remember?
Yeah.
This guy just rang us out of the blue and said, well, you think that's a bad name? Here he is.
I've just been listening. I've just came over to work and delighted that there's somebody with a worse surname than mine, Mr. Mycock.
Paul Mycock, yeah.
Yeah, so my funny business, we do funny business on the show. In case you missed this, yeah. We both call a funny business. I got through to...
Mycock's Limited.
Mycock's Limited, that's right. And the CEO of that is a guy called Paul Mycock.
Okay, what's your name then?
I've got the first name is in Paul, and my surname's Hardon. No, it's not a joke, it's a real name. It's a real name.
No, it's a good name.
Apparently, it's German, but the thing is, yeah. Paul is Latin for small. So,
okay, this is happening. In terms of the last name, have you ever tried to pronounce it differently to not have to say it as it's like Hardon?
Yeah. Or, no, I normally. Did you have an asthma attack there?
I've never seen him laugh as hard as this before in my life.
I normally try and pronounce it like I'll normally say Smith.
Hardon.
I couldn't deal with that.
Oh, we have a laugh, don't we?
Oh, we have a laugh. Hello, Lou.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, you mentioned it earlier. I'm just wondering if we're still going to play Geraldine McQueen.
I mean, why not? Everything else has been on today. Shall we?
Yeah, two right. Let's do it.
Okay, Grimmy is next. I'll be back with the official chart tomorrow from 4.
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You'd see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together, good time memories forever.
And that was our last show of 2019. Merry Christmas, guys. We will see you in 2020.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone.
I am back for the official chart, and it's the Christmas chart tomorrow from 4.